Now we turn to this story. According to reports, around 88 million tons of food are wasted annually in the European Union, an amazing amount. Now one Czech initiative called Save the Food wants vegetables and fruit, which are normally discarded or thrown away for strictly cosmetic reasons, there's nothing wrong with them, to actually end up in Czech supermarkets where they can be bought by consumers. A little earlier, I spoke to Adam Budhola of the Save the Food initiative.
With our campaign, Sem připraven, which we could translate as I'm ready, we are focusing on the level of agriculture, and we are pointing out that almost 20% of fruits and vegetables are being rejected because of the strict cosmetic standards that are applied by the supermarkets. So there is actually, in the beginning of the food chain, we are rejecting such a huge amount of food just because of the cosmetic standards. So basically our campaign tries to raise awareness about this problem that in the beginning of the food chain, we are rejecting so much. And in a way that we would also like to, over the next couple of months, be looking for some solutions with the different actors of the food chain.
We're talking about fruit and vegetables which might sort of not fit the norm, which for whatever reason look different or look a little bit ugly or not what one is accustomed to. Is that correct?
Exactly. We're talking about smaller potatoes or bigger cauliflowers or wonky carrots, any produce that just doesn't look perfect but tastes the same.
I would have thought that at least a segment of the population would, for example, welcome the opportunity to buy some of this fruit or some of these vegetables, for example, even at a discount price, given that there are people who are pinching pennies or, in this case, pinching crowns.
Exactly. This is actually the point why we prepared this campaign, because last year we visited supermarkets and we were asking them about why don't you sell this produce? Why do you have such a strict cosmetic standards on the fruits and vegetables? And they replied us that the Czech customers are not ready. We don't really think that the Czech customers wouldn't be ready. I mean, they don't really have a choice to buy this produce so far in the supermarkets. We would like to get them on board and that they would also start to sell the produce and give the Czech customers actually a chance.
The fact that you are gathering signatures is one way of showing that there would be a high public interest in this case. And perhaps for supermarkets to maybe even begin pilot programs where they would run it.
Exactly. We would like to collect as many signatures as possible, then to show to the supermarkets that, look, there are, I don't know how many thousands of people. So far by today, it's almost 3,000 people who already signed for within one day. And so we like to collect as many signatures as possible to show them that, look, there are so many people who would like to buy it, but just give them a chance.